one of the larger hospitals. None of the sheets fit the beds, and none of the pillowcases fit the pillows. Do you see how this is hanging out? And probably, you saw earlier, the mother that had the baby that was looking over at the baby, you could see how they just had strapped something over the edge of the bed. And in some areas of the country now, they are getting some bedding, and so you don't have to take your bedding with you. They still don't have food, so you have to take your food with you. But it still is quite stark in comparison to what we would expect if we walked into a hospital. All babies wear hats, and children there wear hats until they're about 5-6 years old. And when the mothers take a child outside, they always put a red bow on top of the hat because it's a superstition. And if they have a red bow on top of the hat or they have a red string around the wrist, then you can't jinx the child by looking at them thinking they're beautiful, because you are attracted to the red more than you're attracted to the child. If you just look at a beautiful child, then you jinx that child. Something bad will happen to that child. That's what they think. Yep. Okay. And on the next baby, I want you to look how they swaddle the baby. They tie him into a tight little bundle. I mean, they're just... And they don't pick them up a lot. Bare needles is all they have. So, and that's my lovely ultrasound that I enjoy. I don't know, I just find something absolutely adorable about crying babies. Stop that right here. This was a woman who was in a rural hospital, and she was being treated for hypothermia, low body temperature. The reason she was being treated was because she had been transferred from an even poorer hospital where she was supposed to be receiving care, but they had no heat. And she was there with no heat for 3 days and got to the point that she couldn't even move because she was so stoked up. So they sent her to the larger rural hospital to help get her better. So, I mean, their rural hospitals and their clinics are run by, you know, little stoves, and then they go out and they cut limbs off of trees, or they use the stalks from corn in order to heat their hospital. And last year, in this hospital, our Rotary group helped by buying them insulation so that they were able to insulate and put in brand new windows so that they were able to keep the cold out better in the winter. Okay.
Martha, what is the weather like over there?
It depends on which section of the country you're in, because it goes from the Delta all the way to really tall Transylvania mountains. This is a man who is renowned in Europe as a glass maker, and I just enjoy taking people to see him work for a little while. That's Desiree blowing a bubble out of glass. This is Dracula's castle in Transylvania. And we try to fit some culture into all of these trips. This is the inside courtyard. This is one of the hidden staircases that no one knew anything about for a lot of years. And that's his bedroom. It looks like it could fit right into a Star Valley.
Dracula's bedroom?
Yep, Dracula's bedroom. just a couple more pictures. This is a whole village set on the side of a town that the Italians have come in, and they've started remodeling it. And every year it gets prettier and prettier. But you can see how they put the stucco over the buildings that are still standing. And that's how quickly a storm comes in. By the time that we got down to the car, it was, you know, we were covered with snow. Just a little rural church. And that's Romania with one little layer of snow on it. This is the grocery store by the side of the road, with their sausages and their cheeses and stuff. One of the Rotary groups, this is the Rotary group that was all handicapped, and this is part of their gym that was made for them so that they could work out. That's the sign outside of the park, and I think it's in the wrong place. And this is just demonstrating equipment to help start IVs. Some of the women handing out gifts in the hospital. And this is one of the Rotary groups that went to the hospital with us. These are humanitarian missionaries that were pulled out of Moldova. Stop it. Oh, he's not even here. Okay. All right. At the time that we went, the humanitarian missionaries were pulled out of Moldova. And they had to stay out of Moldova for 10 days, and then they could go back into... Okay, just the next one. Then they could go back into Moldova in 10 days and stay for 90 days, and then they had to go out for 10 days again. That's the way that the rules are. And so this couple right here, we met them the first week that we went. We actually took extra supplies with us, and we had counted up how many kits had been spoken for. And then we said, are you going to be here next week? And they said, yes, we won't be going back to Moldova until the middle of next week. And we said, okay, well, if we have anything left over, then we'll bring it back for you to take into Moldova, because Moldova is even poorer than Romania is. And they said, oh, that would just be wonderful. Wouldn't that be nice? So when we got back, we had 20 kits that had not been spoken for. And so we sent that to Moldova with these humanitarian missionaries that were going in the next week. And they were so excited about that. They just were absolutely tickled to death. They thought it was amazing. And then this young man right here has learned English so fast, because the last 2 years they've had terrible floods over there. And he's been working with all of the health organizations in order to take in the things that they need for the places where homes have been demolished and, you know, people have lost everything. So, anyway, it was a super experience. And it was just an added little thing, because I really felt like you had to have a round number, and 100 just sounded so good. And we could see the reason why. You know, to be able to send 20 into Moldova, then we felt like we'd gone from covering one hospital to covering two countries. So that was excellent. Okay. And then this is the large hospital that trains doctors and nurses. This is what the inside of their hospital looks like after they painted it last year. And the nurses did the painting. You know, they came in and did that for free and kind of tried to make things. And the woman on this other side is the doctor's, the driver's wife that took time off. And then she was able to take us back into her hospital, and we were able to leave everything for the midwife there in Bucharest in her hospital, because her boss is the head of the midwife organization. So that was how we actually met her. Okay. Dan, do you have any questions?